Episode 3025, Double Your Impact.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope you are ready for an extraordinary week. It is the start of a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday, and I want you to get your leadership hat on. It is time to get in tune with what God has in store for you. It's time to double your impact. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. This episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, how was your weekend? I pray it was absolutely stupendous. Sometimes we are just so bombarded with everything to do. Do you have graduation coming up? Maybe you have a new baby along the way, or you have a house to clean, or you have a new puppy dog. Where do you fall into that spectrum? Because right now we are kicking off May 1st of 2023. And it's really kind of scary, honestly, when I think about it, because I'm like, what? We're in the fifth month of 2023? I better get moving. Do you feel like you're moving slower the older you get? Well, yes, me too. But when I think about it, I think, wait a minute, time moves at the same tempo, right? It's just that our expectation of what we think needs to be done can't happen fast enough. Why? Because our minds are maturing. And we think, oh, we can handle anything. But if we go back in time, when we were 5 years old, one day seemed like forever. And we didn't really know where one day ended and the next one began. It was just like, oh, wait, oh, I'm here again. Oh, wait, I'm here again. And it's interesting how we grow up and how our mind changes, that the time then changes also. But does it really? And so I look at what we're doing and how we grow up, and I look at where success and failure comes in. When you fail as a kid, especially when you're young, when I'm saying like you don't remember, learning to crawl, learning to walk. No, you don't remember those times. You only remember them because stories have been told to you, okay? We have amazing memories and amazing minds, but our minds are not developed to remember that young of age. We'll leave that for another episode. But seriously, right? We sit there and we go and we learn and we fall and we fall and we fall again. And guess what? It's no big deal. We get back up. But man, we get older and that fall seems a lot further down. I was just cleaning up a few things. We've got stuff under construction. When am I not under construction in this house? I might as well write a book on under construction because I have been under construction for a very long time. But that book will come later, just not right now. It's not going to be the first book. We've already got that one in the works. Yes, stay tuned. It's exciting. But when I look at, you know, sitting here trying to put things in order and have things make sense, I'm going through my attic and moving stuff around from one room to the next, trying to make it all work. And man, I almost bit the dust. I almost fell flat on my face. I kid you not. I almost went down so hard and I was like, whoa. And I thought for sure I woke up the neighbors because I was in the attic when this happened. And I was like, oh, and I was like, ooh, you know, I didn't want to take that fall. I would have much rather been 2 months old and taken that fall. But man, half century, I don't think so. It's a long way. I'm totally dressed different now in all different fashions. And I'm going to go down hard. You know, when we look at success and failure as a kid, we look at it differently. Why can't we be more childlike? Success seems to be the pinnacle of any goal. But what about the failures? Great impact requires greater influence, which is defined by more teachable moments. Don't let what you didn't think worked fall on deaf ears. Double your impact. As human beings, as great as we are wired for success. We want to go and we want to conquer. And that's a positive thing, honestly. We want to achieve greatness and leave a lasting impact on the world around us. And it's natural to want to focus on your achievements and victories, but often you forget that your failures can be powerful, teachable moments. We forget their impact. You see, failure teaches us resilience and determination. For some of us, it's just because we're stubborn. And it helps us learn from our mistakes. So let me ask you this. How do you handle failures? Seriously, I know. This question doesn't come up very often, does it? Because we want to focus on the success. But I want you to focus on your failures today. Yes, I know you're thinking, this is not going to motivate me on a Monday by any means, Christiane. Oh, yes, it is. We'll get there, I promise. But how do you handle your failures? Do you go and have a pity party immediately? Or do you go to bed that night after finding out that something didn't work and you lay down and all you can do is replay it over and over and over in your head and you're like, gosh, if I just would have, the should have, would have, could haves. Yeah, those moments. Do you replay those like 10,000 times? And then you're still awake 2 hours later and you're like, why am I laying here in bed? Or maybe you handle it by getting mad and angry at the ones you love the most. It's just because you feel comfortable around them. So, you know, you're just, all right, that's fine. I'm just going to get mad at you. You had nothing to do with my failure today, but you know what? You're right here in my line of sight, and so I'm going to let you have it. I'm having a bad day. How do you handle failures? Instead of focusing solely on your successes, try to look at your failures as opportunities for growth and development. Failure is not the end, but rather the beginning of a new chapter in your life. Double your impact. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Double your impact. Doesn't it feel good to be impactful? To be able to say, yeah, I did something good today. And that doesn't mean necessarily success. No, you did not hear me use the word success there, did you? No. I said double your impact. Impact can come from failure. Huh. Stop the presses. We've got something new to write. Let's change our mindset. Let's be abundant about what we do have. Failures. And yes, that means if I fail, I can double my impact. Huh, sign me up. I'm all in. If you look at your failures as a way to beef up where you've fallen short, the pain will be much less and you will rebound much faster. Why do you think that is? It's because you're not caught in all the other stuff of, oh, well, that didn't work and that didn't work. You're focusing on the wrong thing. Teachable moments. Why do you think we learn to walk? Okay, some would say progression. We get wiser. No, it's because we want to move faster. Uh-huh. This rolling thing isn't cutting it. Crawling was kind of good, but man, if I get up and I can take a step or two or three, I can run. Wow. Double your impact. I don't know where you are today, but something tells me that you've hit a brick wall or two. Maybe not necessarily already today, but maybe last week, or maybe you're sensing that something is going to happen. I want you to look at your failure differently. The next time you fall short, it may be when you're cooking dinner. Somebody complains, Mom, this dinner stinks. Hopefully they won't say it like that, but seriously, sometimes we have those moments, right? I know, been there, done that. And then they don't ever eat again. No, I'm joking, seriously. But right? I mean, we all have those moments. And we think, can I not just get one thing right? You can, even in your failures. But you got to look for it. So what does it look like to double your impact? Number one, embrace your failures. We all fail. I fail. You fail. My husband fails. My kiddos fail. My dog fails. Cats fail. The cats fail all the time. We'll leave that though too for another episode. So why do you get all wrapped up in what you couldn't do? If we're all failing, why is it such a big deal? I mean, seriously, think about that. Because if it's something that happens more often than not, then don't you think we should be used to it? Life is more than success. Look at your reflection, your family, your neighbors, your community, your church, even a stranger you meet in the grocery store. Success is not defined by what you get right. Success is defined by what you learn in the process of progress. You got to embrace your failures because they're going to happen. And by now, oh, come on. You're more than 2 years old. So let's start looking at failure differently. And let me tell you, if you have children and you're still raising them, they're still under your roof, I don't care what their ages are. If they're still under your roof, you still have the greatest impact on their life right now. So how you handle failure is going to impact on how they handle their own failures. It's called a ripple effect. So embrace your failures. Look at it and say, gosh, success is defined by what I learn in the process of progress. That changes it completely. Because what does that mean? I don't fail. You don't fail. Woohoo! Sound the alarms. That is the best news ever. And whoever came up with the F on a report card anyway, but we'll leave that one too for another episode. Embrace your failures because they're not failures. They're teachable moments. And yes, that doesn't mean that you don't look at them and you do the same thing over and over again. Now that too is called something else. And you know exactly what that's called. Don't go down that road. If you failed and you have done something deliberately to hurt someone else, okay, think about this for a minute, then you definitely need to apologize. But these failures that we're talking about here is not going out to sabotage anyone directly. Understood? This failure might be, yeah, you burned chicken for dinner tonight. You didn't get that promotion at your job. You know, you forgot to take the dogs out and the dogs had an accident. Okay? These are the failures we're talking about here. Yeah, maybe you forgot to pay a bill, so now you have a late fee. Maybe you have an overdraft on your bank account, okay? These are the failures. We're not talking about devastating failures that injure or hurt somebody else deliberately, okay? That is for another episode, seriously, because that is a different conversation. That's not the context of what we're talking about here. These are failures that you directly have a control mechanism, as in you get to make some decisions in this. Make sense? And it's not where, okay, well, I was just told to do everything. No, you made some decisions in the process and something didn't work. You can always learn from something, always. So a failure is just another opportunity for what? A comeback, not a setback. Think about it. Number two, discover the value add. When you fall short and don't get something right, figure out what did go right. What did you learn? It's the value add. It may be the littlest thing, but that pebble matters. You don't always have to look for the big boulder. You may have to be looking for the little pebble. Either one, though, is a value add. But you've got to go and search for it, because if you don't, I guarantee you, you're going to be having a longer pity party. And it might be fun for a little bit. But if it's always a pity party, are you really maturing? Are you really gaining wisdom? Double your impact. Embrace your failures. Discover the value add. Remember, you're made for more. God created you on purpose for a purpose. Now, if you're wondering purpose and presence and all of this, guess what? Go over to pray.com. On Tuesday mornings, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific, we are there live with our brand new TV show. I think this week it's episode 17, but last week we started talking about purpose. And so if you're one who says, I want a little bit more of that, go head on over there. We'll continue that on Tuesday. And if for some reason you can't make it, guess what? Videos on demand. They're there. Go look it up. I promise you, it will serve you in some form or fashion. I know I'm learning a lot. It's amazing. You know, I don't do this just for you. Now, I do love you, but I get a lot from what I do. I bring a lot of my experience to you, but I also do a lot of digging and a lot of research and a lot of thinking of saying, how does this go? How does this fit in my everyday? Like, what does it look like in real life? Because it's great to read all those books. I've read so many of them. And here I'm writing one. But I sit here and I'm thinking, oh yeah, this is great. But what does it look like to really implement it? What does it look like when I'm in the middle of the argument? What am I supposed to say? How am I supposed to be? Because when I'm in the middle of an argument, my heart's pounding out of my chest. You know, I mean, real life examples are game changers. And you want to be able to implement something that's actually going to work for you when you're in a situation. And so when you don't get that job promotion and you're thinking, what more could I do? Yeah, you got to own your feelings. I'm not saying disregard them. I'm not saying that at all. But once after that portion of that quick, oh, woe's me is done, and it may be a couple hours, it might be overnight, but then you move into, okay, I got to embrace my failures. I got to understand that. And that's really where the embracing is coming from. And then discover the value add. It's not about where I fell short, but what did go right in this teachable moment of mine? What did I learn? Maybe I need to keep my mouth shut. Oh, maybe I need to open it more. Maybe I could do more research, whatever it is. And then finally, number three, target who matters. Why does having to be right trump what matters? The relationships you have in life, your family, your friends, those who cross your path, that is who matters. So many times that when we fail, we are now out to get the whatever or whoever we didn't get rewarded from. So if it's your teacher, let's say you're going back to school, and you don't get the grades you want, you're like, well, I gave you this huge paper. I worked on it for 80 hours, and you give me a C. I needed an A minus to get an A in the class. Why did you not give it to me? And now the teacher becomes your target. And you're thinking, oh, well, who does this teacher think she is or he is? What is it? And all of a sudden now you're missing the mark of doubling your impact. You got to turn it on your own reflection. Target who matters. It's not that the teacher gave you that grade. You can look and say, okay, what did I do well here? And then what could I have done better? And then extend it and say, gosh, what has my teacher now taught me? And what can I do to take this into the next lesson, my next assignment? Double your impact. Yeah, it's hard. I get it because, man, it's just so much easier just to go sit on the bed and cry for days, to hide out, to turn on, I don't know, your Instagram reels, to watch a Netflix rerun of whatever you're binging. Maybe you're just kind of hunkered down. Maybe it's still chilly in some areas and you got the fire going and you're just kind of reading a book because you want to escape what you just failed at. Friend, I'm here to tell you that you're made for more. And you're made for more because you can handle the failures. You can handle the setbacks and overcome them. That's what it means to come back. Wouldn't it be cool to write a movie about you every day? Can you imagine being the Rocky Balboa in your own movie? You're like, yes, I can do this. Dun, 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 dun. I can't remember the song, but I should be playing it right now for you. You know what I'm saying. trying to sing this tune, which I'm not going to. I'm still recovering. The voice is getting there, by the way. Thank you for your prayers and your patience. It's been a long struggle, let me tell you. It's been kind of up and down. But guess what? I didn't have a voice, right? For some, that's a failure. I still showed up here. For you, I did my best. I tried to record when I did have a voice. And I tried to minimize my talking so that when I did record, it would sound at least halfway decent. And if it was really bad, I would have just skipped and kind of put in a real quick one and said, okay, guys, we're not doing anything today because I have no voice. But for some, that would be a failure. I didn't see it as a failure. It's a teachable moment. Number one, I learned something. Maybe you're doing a little too much. Got to slow down a little bit. So I had to figure that out. I was burning the candle at both ends. Was that your fault? Nope. But you see, it's interesting how we take our failures and we turn our failure as the fault of others. How rude. Plain rude and disrespectful. If we would start looking at our own reflection when it comes to our failures, huh? Talk about tripling your impact there. Lives would be changed, especially yours. So how do you handle failures? Yeah, you may want to have a pity party for a little while. That's okay. But don't make it too long. Because your greatness is around the corner. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Double your impact. So my prayer for you, my friend, may your failures set you up for your greatest comeback. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.